This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 6, Episode 22. We are in Todd Wright Fantasy Football Draft Recap mode leading up to the season opener on Thursday between the Cowboys and the Buccaneers, and then on to Sunday and on to Monday. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Those who attended the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft Night at Bill Curry Ford had access to a lot of food at the draft and even some Hooters food to take home, courtesy of our friends at JoeBucksFan.com providing terrific Hooters sandwiches. I had all chicken sandwiches, all done Daytona style, which is one of my favorite sauces for everyone to enjoy at home for dinner after our very fast and efficient draft. Hooters would like me to remind you that if you live in the greater Tampa Bay area, easy online ordering available at originalhooters.com, and their newest location, which appeals to those of you who want a modern look inside, a comfortable place to dine and drink outside. Everything is covered with their new location in Odessa, just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway on State Road 54, the latest location in the original Hooters family. Thanks again to Hooters. Thanks to Joe Bucksfan for their contribution to our very successful Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft Night at Bill Curry Ford over the Labor Day weekend. So in this episode, we recap the new AFL. In episode 21, we recapped the NFL draft. The National Fantasy League, the existing league from the previous year, drafted on the showroom floor at Bill Curry Ford, won by Robert Wright, making him a two-time winner in the podcast leagues and giving him a check for $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford, which are up for grabs again this year in both the NFL and the new AFL. So for those of you who reached out and said you wanted to play and then you had a reason not to play, or for those of you who for whatever reason didn't reach out, or you just reached out recently on social media because you saw what we do and said, how do I join? Day late, $1,000 short. See you in 2022. We had a great time. No entry fee. You play for $1,000. We do a live draft. You know, people say, well, that's a throwback. People don't do that anymore. It's so hypocritical for those of you to do these online drafts where everybody's got their head buried in the computer system to know the picks and just entering them there. So you use technology now, yet you don't modernize your draft settings. You don't modernize flexing the tight end only. You don't modernize the scoring of kickers. You still use PPR. Sorry, I find it very hypocritical. We had a great time at our live draft. I have another one coming up, the Foundation League, which we also do live and offline. I enter all the data later. I do all the work myself. But I find, and my players do too, when you do a live draft offline, it goes faster. Everybody's paying more attention. No one gets distracted. Funny how that works. Maybe you want to try it next year. We do it that way all the time. And there are many, many benefits. So from the AFL draft, which was a 10-team draft, snake draft, 13 rounds, 7 starters, 6 on the bench. Thanks to Kevin and the captain for their work in monitoring, maintaining a fast pace, and coordinating the draft process, since I could not be in two places at once, although we were all under one roof on the showroom floor of Bill Curry Ford. Scott, who is the regional manager of Payway, who was part of the catering at our draft night, he had the first pick. Will, who has played in leagues for a number of years in podcast leagues, still looking for his first title. He's in the AFL. Cole is new to our league, the son of Chris, who has been in many previous podcast leagues. The captain, and I call him the captain because I solicited last year on the podcast, did anyone win their title game without having Alvin Kamara, and your opponent did. The captain was the only response I got. He's now in one of the podcast leagues because he beat Alvin Kamara to win a fantasy championship last year. And as far as I know, based on your responses, he's the only one who did that. I wanted him in my leagues. He's in there. Dan is there. Dan has played in previous leagues. John is there. John Foltz, longtime supporter of the podcast. Kevin, who coordinated everything. Very detail-oriented from the Locked On Rays podcast. Wheels drove all the way from Ocala, from the Bridal Oaks farm, to play this year. Then Chris, who's Cole's dad. And finally, Tony, who played this year. So let me get this right. No one has won one of my fantasy championships in this league. So I'm guaranteed to have a first-time league champion out of the AFL. Here was their draft. Round one went McCaffrey, Henry, Cook, Kamara, Elliott, Jones, Taylor, Adams, Chubb, Gibson. All right, so the first seven picks were running backs. Then Adams was the first receiver off the board in hole eight, followed by two more running backs in Chubb and Gibson. No Mahomes in the first round of this draft. Second round went Tyreek, then Kelce back-to-back. That seems like that's almost been the case now for what, 4 years? Once Hill goes, Kelce goes. Once Kelce goes, Hill goes. Normally Hill before Kelce, but especially if you're in a league where you're flexing the tight end, which you should be doing. Najee Harris went next. He went to Wheels, who had taken Adams. So Wheels gets the number one wide receiver, then gets the rookie three down back that Pittsburgh uses to plug an obvious deficiency from last year. Then Calvin Ridley went next. So there's wide receiver slash tight end four off the board. Followed by Saquon Barkley, then Stephon Diggs, then Patrick Mahomes went to the captain. So the captain has, ironically, the captain has Kamara this year. He beat Kamara last year. Not in my league, but that's why I know him. And he has Mahomes. Then Hopkins goes eighth in round two, followed by DK Metcalf. And then Austin Eckler went final pick of round two. Round three. Let's see where we have quarterbacks in this round. We have A.J. Brown, then Josh Allen. So there's QB2, much like the NFL where Mahomes went first and Allen went second. Same thing here, although in the NFL, which is a 12-team league, Mahomes went in the first round, Allen went in the second. In this 10-team league, Mahomes went round two, Allen goes round three. Continuing round three. Cole goes James Robinson. The captain goes Justin Jefferson. That's good value on Justin Jefferson, fourth pick of the third round. I'm liking the captain's team. Tyler Lockett was next, followed by Robert Woods. I hadn't thought a lot about Robert Woods. I owned him in the past, and then I traded him. With Matt Stafford at the helm, I'm rethinking rostering or drafting Robert Woods. I feel he will have value again. I'm not saying he didn't have value before, but I had kind of moved on to other guys. But with Matt Stafford as the quarterback there, I think it keeps Robert Woods and definitely Cooper Kupp. It keeps their value significant enough to where you can start both of them each week as a wide receiver, as one of your top two wide receivers. Or in our league, of course, we start three. You can flex a tight end in at the wide receiver tight end as your third pass catcher. All right. Mike Evans was next, followed by Keenan Allen. Seems good value on Keenan Allen. Great value on Allen Robinson. Not as good as what Val got, former league champion, playing in the NFL. She got him in round 5 of a 12-team league. And then Terry McScorin closed out round 3. Let's see if we have quarterbacks in round 4. We go Godwin, Cooper Kupp, DeAndre Swift, CeeDee Lamb, Lamar Jackson. Okay, so essentially, the AFL quarterback breakdown was very similar to the NFL quarterback breakdown, just a round later, even though they were a 10-team league, NFL a 12-team league. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Chris Carson was next, then David Montgomery. It's interesting on Montgomery. Montgomery was one of, I think he was RB6 or RB7 in my leagues last year. And he goes middle of round 3 in our National Fantasy League, the 12-team league, and he goes mid to late part of round 4 to the captain in our 10-team AFL. It's the bear factor, isn't it? It's the Bears. Even though they have productive fantasy players like Robinson and Montgomery, you don't believe it. You don't want to invest too high in it, feeling it's smoke and mirrors or a house of cards. I get that. I would be, if you offered me Robinson or Montgomery, I'm taking Robinson because he's done it for longer and he's done it on two shitty teams with equally shitty quarterbacks, with the Jaguars and the Bears. Montgomery just kind of came on late last year. And, you know, we view the Bears as a bad team. They made the playoffs, the expanded playoffs to 7, but they made the playoffs. So I get the hesitation on Montgomery. Then Thielen went next. Good point made by RotoPat. Those of you who do your fantasy research know who RotoPat is. The Irv Smith injury prevents thinking Adam Thielen's touchdown regression is obvious. And I've always been a fan of Adam Thielen, both fantasy and otherwise, and I've had my hesitations this year, more so because of Justin Jefferson. But Thielen might be good value this year if you get him that late fourth round, 10-team league. Then Kittle. So Kittle goes before Waller in the AFL. And then Waller went immediately after. Waller didn't go immediately after. DJ Moore went next to Scott. Then Scott started round 5 with Waller. So there's your top 3 tight ends. That's the right 3. The order in the AFL was Kelce, then Kittle, then Waller. Continuing round 5, Mike Davis, sort of the de facto number 1 back with the Atlanta Falcons. If you end up with Mike Davis and you get something good out of him the first few weeks and someone's willing to trade you something of equal value for him, I say make the deal. Davis doesn't strike me as someone who's going to hold up very long. Julio Jones, round 5, third pick, round 5. Wow. He went first pick, round 4 in our 12-team league. I'm wondering if that's the DeAndre Hopkins effect. We're just downgrading him because he changed teams. I think Matt Ryan's a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. I obviously think Tennessee's a better team than Atlanta. Or have so many of us in the fantasy world owned Julio Jones and been so frustrated that he can give us a 3-touchdown, 181-yard game 1 week, and the next week he doesn't play. Maybe that's why Julio Jones' value is also falling. We hold grudges. What did I say on a previous podcast? I don't like holding grudges, but I'm damn good at them. I'm damn good at doing them. Doing it. Let's see, where are we after Julio Jones? Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Wow, 5th round. Then Raheem Mostert, then Lamar Jackson. Okay, So there's quarterback four, just as I took Lamar Jackson as the fourth quarterback. No, he was taken before Kyler Murray in this league. Did I take him before Kyler Murray? I did. Okay. So Lamar Jackson, third quarterback off the board in both of the podcast leagues. Then Miles Sanders, then Brandon Ayuk. I don't see what you guys see in Ayuk. I never have. I'll admit when I'm wrong if he starts putting up consistent numbers. I don't get it. Cooper Kupp. I would take Cooper Kupp 100 times out of 100 over Brandon Ayuk. Then Gus Edwards, and that was the end of round five. We'll do one more. Tom Brady started off round six. Remember, these leagues are based in Tampa. Then Justin Herbert. I love Justin Herbert. I just don't think he's a fantasy quarterback. I also think the Chargers will stink this year. Now, that doesn't mean he won't put up numbers. That doesn't mean Keenan Allen won't put up numbers. But I think the Chargers take a step back this year. And it's not like they were very good last year. Then Aaron Rodgers. Why Brady and Herbert are going before Aaron Rodgers, I don't know. Good pick by Wheels, third pick of the sixth round. Then Kyler Murray. Well, here we have the run on quarterbacks. Then Cortland Sutton. Then Michael Thomas. Little early for that risk on Michael Thomas, considering he starts the year on PUP. And by the time he plays, who knows who's throwing the football. And last year, he just couldn't get on the field. T. Higgins goes next. I think T. Higgins is a very nice value, sort of mid-round wide receiver play. T. Higgins, in a league where you can start a third pass catcher like ours with a wide receiver tight end flex, I think T. Higgins is a good option for that spot. And when one of your top two wide receivers is off on a bye week, T. Higgins for a week or two can play a wide receiver too. That was followed by Dak Prescott. That was followed by Deontay Johnson. Dak Prescott didn't go until round seven of the AFL. Marquez Callaway went after that, and the final pick of round six in the AFL was Damian Harris, with the first pick of round seven being Russell Wilson. So Scott from Payway got his quarterback. Send me some of your fantasy draft results, and here's how I'd love for you to send them to me. You can send me your team, but send me your team in the order you picked it, not based on who the starters are in your bench. So if you draft, like, let's take the captain's team. So here's how you would send it to me. You would list Alvin Kamara because you picked him first, Pat Mahomes because you picked him second, Justin Jefferson because you picked him third, David Montgomery because you picked him fourth, CEH you picked him fifth, T. Higgins picked him sixth, etc. Then also send me anything else you found interesting from your draft. Like when Mahomes went off the board as the first quarterback, who was the second quarterback taken when and where? Who was the first wide receiver taken when and where? I'd love to recap some of these on future podcasts. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. That's a brief summary of what happened in the 10-team American Fantasy League that took place on the showroom floor of Bill Curry Ford over Labor Day weekend. I'll be recapping my Foundation League in episode 23 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast coming up probably within about 24 hours. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. We'll talk to you next time.